The Pope criticizes China's religious freedom record. An earthquake grows a children's ministry in Haiti, and volunteers are needed in the U.S. to help hands-on for the needy. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. While the Pope recently challenged China's religious freedom record, Christian organizations are using what freedom there is to do ministry. Bibles for China's Jonathan Brooks says they're working through the legal registered church. Now, this year, they distributed 27,000 Bibles to rural China, which profoundly impacts evangelism.
When a Chinese believer has a Bible, they become evangelists, and they go out and they touch their neighborhood and their family and their friends. A Chinese person can evangelize a Chinese person with no problem. When they have a Bible that's been printed in China...
Brooks says there's a reason they're focusing on rural China.
Out of the 20,000 that is coming to Christ every day, 70% of those are in rural China, and they don't have access to Bibles.
They have a goal of distributing 50,000 Bibles in 2011. Now, that's only limited by their limited funding. You can help. Your generous gift is being matched dollar for dollar. Go to our website to get connected. Next, more challenges have arisen since Haiti's devastating earthquake almost a year ago. One of them is cholera. Thousands of people are still coming down with it, says Medical Teams International's Bas van der Zalm.
Every day, several hundred people still are coming to these areas who are sick with cholera. Cholera is a disease that can be easily treated, but if it's not treated, it can kill someone in less than a day. And so those who are coming often are very sick. But with some basic care and some fluids, we can save their lives.
People are coming to Christ as Christians minister to their needs. Pray for new life for the Haitian people. Van der Zalm says their strong spirit is amazing.
So many are working hard every day to make their lives a little better, whether it's to have a small business that they're doing or caring for others in the community. And so I'm very impressed by the spirit of the Haitian people.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Kids Alive International's ministry in Haiti has grown to over seven times its size since the January quake. President Al Lackey says before the quake,
we were about 30 children, and we're well over 200 now.
The staff has quadrupled, too, as the ministry provided housing, medical care, counseling, and more to kids. The new program for street boys has also risen out of the disaster's ashes, but there are still thousands of orphaned kids who need homes, buildings to be built, and rent to be paid. It's easy to forget about these needs.
We in the Western world are quick to respond to a need immediately and then ready to move on to something else. My hope that the church will give a second look at Haiti and say there are incredible needs, there's incredible potential, and there's a wonderful church there that needs our help.
You can help with a one-time gift or by sponsoring a Haitian child. Just give us a call at our resource line and we'll connect you. Next, one of the major immediate needs in Haiti remains nourishment. Thousands of Haitians struggle daily to find enough food to survive. Bright Hope International is helping out by packing and sending enough meals to feed nearly 3,000 school kids one hot meal every day. You can help by paying for meals, or you can head to Illinois from January 12th through the 15th to help with packing. At least 1,000 volunteers are needed for the four-day event. Find details at our website. And flood survivors in Pakistan face severe cold and the threat of disease as winter sets in. Operation Mobilization is helping by distributing warm clothing, blankets, and mosquito nets to thousands of families on both ends of the country. Now, these communities already receive food from OM workers, and that opens up opportunities to build relationships for the gospel. Pray for OM as it considers how to continue helping these people rebuild their homes and their lives. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Time's running out just today and tomorrow to get the Vision Beyond Borders DVD documentary on the Karen people of Burma and related prayer guide. These resources will help you understand the atrocities facing the Karen people so you can pray more effectively. Get your DVD and prayer guide, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org where you can also give a generous year-end gift. I'm Greg Yoder.